I'm the person that always like to talk. And for the first time, I don't know what to say. I could tell you a whole lot of stories about where I came from and how I got here, but I'm going to start with this one. Y'all already know I was born and raised in Brooklyn. I came from a two-parent home household. But growing up, I never liked me. I was either too black, too fat, too tall. I was never good enough. I was never good enough. Growing up, I went through a whole lot of things as far as identity is concerned. I didn't know. I thought it was beauty for me was looking at the TV, no disrespect, but looking at a white woman, long blonde hair, and skinny. And that was beautiful, and it still is. But as a little black girl, that's not beautiful. And I was told by my aunt that I was too fat. I was never good enough. That led me to a world of destruction. I was raped when I was 16 by 7 men. That led me to more destruction. We moved to Baltimore thinking that things were going to get better because New York was New York. Baltimore wasn't too much better. And when we got here, my dad just suddenly died. So that led me into more destruction. Everybody that I met here, all they did was use. So that was I was in the right place. But the whole time I was using, it was always a voice. I love you. It was always a whisper. Hold on. I ain't listen to it, though. So I got deeper, and I got deeper, and I got deeper in destruction. I was the person you walked past that I begged for change. I was that person. I was the person that slept outside and had a place to go, but I couldn't leave the drugs. I was that person. I was that person that was 125 pounds, black, soaking wet. That's the person that I was. And I just told y'all that whisper used to keep me going that somebody loved me because I didn't think God did. I thought he forgot about me. What did I do to deserve this? What did I do? I can remember about 4 years ago, I was with my mom after being raped numerous of times. So when you're on the street, nobody cares about you. Nobody. So why should I care about myself? So I can remember being at the Walmart with my mother. And I never shared this with anybody that I didn't think that God loved me. I never told anybody this. Why would anybody want to hear it? So I'm with my mother. We waiting for the mobility truck to come pick us up. And if anybody takes a mobility truck, right, it takes forever. Yeah. It takes forever. So these two guys walk up to us and say, well, first, let me go back. My mother is at the point where she's ready to go. We've been waiting for almost an hour. And these two guys walk up to us and say, excuse me, y'all want me to pray for you? My mother said, yeah, pray for us. Pray that the bus come. Pray the bus get here. So me, because I was still in my mind caught up, still trying to take care of my mother, but still trying to get high, still feeling those feelings. By this time, y'all, I had a baby due to a rape. So I have a son that's 17 now. But anyway, at that moment, two guys walked up and said, let me pray for you. So I said, okay, you can pray for me. I'll take anything by that time. It wouldn't matter who it was. They prayed for me. And the last thing that the man said to me after they prayed for me was, God told me to give you a message. And I said, what message? He loves you. He's always loved you. And at that moment, I was feeling it until my mother said, here come the bus. So we got on the bus, and that kind of started my journey of believing just a little bit that somebody loved me, most of all God. Went home, and over a period of time, I stayed using for a while, but I checked myself in June 22nd, 2023. Dirty, dusty, heartbroken, broken all over, inside and out. The first thing I asked God when I got there is to just take the taste out my mouth. I don't want this no more. I don't want to die no more. Because you can be living, walking, and dying at the same time. I don't want to die no more. I'm tired of feeling like this. And I remember after a period of time, days went by, months went by. I was there for 5 months. By the third month, I wasn't even thinking about drugs. Only by the grace of God. Only by his grace. I stayed there for 5 months. I left. And when I went home, I've been clean ever since, y'all. Let me just get to that point. I'm here to tell you, if you got anybody in your life that's using, or you know the person that you walk past, and people see, quick to say, just stop. Just stop. Well, sometimes, y'all, it's just not that easy to just stop. The disease of addiction had me so twisted, I couldn't hear anything but more, more, and more drugs. You know, I realized that the whole point of using was to die. Well, I'm not living to die anymore. I'm living to love. I'm living to live. And I know that I was supposed to be here, because at first, but when I sat in that chair, I said, you know what? I don't belong here. But I belong here. I belong here. I belong here. You know, I'm going to end my story right, maybe a little quicker than I should. But I'm going to end it. To just say, if you know anybody that was like me, that's still like me, give them a whisper. Let them know you love them. Yeah, you probably angry with them. They probably did a whole lot of dirt to you. But there's still a piece of them in there. They're not totally gone. They can hear you, even if that voice is in their back pocket. They can hear that whisper. Because my mother stayed up for days praying for me. And now I'm taking care of my mother. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused. They still there. Thank you for letting me share.